I thought I had like a heel spur.
You don't have to do that.
I have cellulitis.
You can go over here.
Oh, really? Yeah. Quarter from
that? I don't know. It's not contagious.
You guys playing footsie? What are you guys playing, footsie?
I'm here to break it up.
It's called a whale.
Whatever it's called.
Seriously, huh? Yeah. When did you find out about this?
Just one. No, last night, I'm thinking like, I'm definitely.
Oh, you got it from
You're
Google.
Crazy.
Oh, okay,
from what?
Google?
No, you went to Barron.
No, no, no. I went last night at like 11 o'clock to Barron.
Oh,
okay. It's like, oh, man, you have cellulitis.
Everyone has cellulitis. This is the season.
What is
Ask cash.
So give me some medication.
What do you get it from?
Augmentin?
Oh, what do you get it from?
Augmentin?
I don't know.
These pills that are like...
Wife, yeah, the horse pills.
Yeah.
Okay, so you took them and then it goes away.
You should stay off your feet, though.
What?
Yeah.
You should stay off your feet.
No, he doesn't have it on his foot.
Makes a difference.
Yeah. In the healing of the
food. Is that true?
Foods. Yeah.
I mean, you just had it, right?
What is it? It's in the bone?
Cause you just like
no, it's an infection that gets in the body. So
the
builds,
bone,
it builds up
it's
the
on
tongue.
The bone?
It's in, under the skin. I don't know.
Is it? It's under?
Yeah, it is. It is. You can't see from the
It gets into the bloodstream.
How does he know that he did a test? Like, how does
you can feel. First of all, it's hot around.
It's very hot. When you touch it, it's extremely hot.
Interesting.
Doctors know.
He told me he has tons and tons of people now. Like today itself, he has 5 people. What? Interesting.
But it's not contagious, so
how... No, not contagious.
It's not contagious.
It must be going around.
Where does it come from?
There must be a lot of chnas evateres that people go to the mikvah.
Term bong around means contagious.
Usually.
Anyway, let's go.
Comes from the mikvah.
Comes from the mickey? Which mickey are you guys hanging out of?
The yellow pole.
Nah, they clean it.
We'll make a difference.
Zok de Gemara.
That's a nice haircut.
Today's shit is sponsored by Lana.
Freak. Where?
I went to where? Russia?
$30? What are they cutting?
What?
Yeah. It's like, what is it, a mile?
It's not home.
The Russia. Where'd you go?
They're all $30 now.
The British guy is very expensive.
They're all $30.
You can charge $20 if you don't answer the text when I need to hear. There's no point.
Answered me.
Today's shit is sponsored by Rivka and Shlomo Zalman.
So I text him in the morning and then I go at night.
And for our Chatuf, Omer Mekasim, Ben Arna Esther, and Le'ilin Ishmael, Elio, Ben Chaim Yitzchok, and Reza Wazdal Mordechai, Sizzle's aunt and uncle.
Rivka Bas, Le'ilin Ishmael, Rivka Bas Chaim Halevi.
Rivka Bas Chaim Halevi. And
my shwer has yours today.
We
got Rugloff.
We got homemade Rugloff. And Yaakov Ben from... Shuli ate from the battle last night.
We saw. That's why.
I know you did. You know where your bread's butter. You don't touch that batter.
Those have been sitting in the freezer for months already.
Oh, really?
No. Forget it. We don't want them.
Okay.
Freezer burnt.
Zok digimavet. Gozal pola mubeles. The Mishnah says that you stole pola mubeles on the tzadikim al. Mr. Chaim Michal Ben Abusha. So Gadol Baram Bez B'Yalda Rachel Te'una V'Gazaza B'Shalom D'Mei Paro Ha'Medez Lilit. You pay a cow that is destined to give birth, and the Rachel Ha'Medez L'Gazaza, and a cow that has a full-haired cow, a hairy cow. Sheep. Rachel's a sheep, right?
Yeah.
A full hairy sheep. So Gozal Parah Mez, Zaktamar, Tana Baran, Hagozel, Rachel, you steal a sheep, the Gaza, Para, the Yalda, Misham, Isa, Veskizasea, Vespotseh, you pay everything. Alts Ding, you pay the whole thing, Divra and Mer, you pay everything back to the owner. Have you the Imer? Gazela is Chazer's Bainel. You give back the Gazela, and that's it. What about the Vlad, the Uber? And what about the sharing? So Rashi says, Kamoishi Aksha Rekonis Yaxirena. You give back the animal and the animal without the hair, the hairless hashi, hairless animal. Vlad Rasham, the made Gizis, the Uber, Kamoishi Hoyim Shasakzela. The Lush Shvaka Gizis Shishbiak, that's Lush Shvaka Vad, Lush Shvaka Vad, Lush Shvaka Vad, Lush Shvaka Ruda says, Rashi learns like this, that you have to pay, the Machlok Shishanim how to learn, but this is how Rashi learns, that you have to pay back the Vlad, the Uber, that was born, what it was worth, Mishas Gzela, whatever that is, I don't know what an Uber Me'ima is worth. It's obviously not worth as much as it is coming out now that it grew up. The Uber could already eat, it does tricks.
It's out.
It's out. I'm saying, so it's worth more.
Made it.
It's worth more now. But there is a value of an Uber, of some Uber, whatever the value is. And the Giza, the here that's on the animal, that also you have to pay that value, Mishas Gzela, whatever that is. Even though now it's different. Now you made it into a shadel. Now you made it into a fur coat, whatever you did. It's more valued. It's valued more. It's valued. It's a higher value. You still pay Mishas Gzela, so you do pay something. You pay back the here and the ober. That's what Rashi learns. The what?
It's much less.
It's much less, yeah. Much less. Now, Balamor and the Rajba, they don't learn the Gemara
much
like that.
Much less than what?
They learn the Shem before.
And the belly, though.
Than what it is now.
Yeah.
Shas Exil is less.
He's losing
but,
out.
Yeah,
the
but...
Is losing out.
No, but the Rabbi Huda's Shita is, according to Rashi, is that you cannot not pay back Shas Exil. Whatever you stole, you have to pay back. So since there is a value that you have to pay back, you cannot pay back.
So
you obviously don't have to pay back what it came worth more once you had it.
Yeah,
but when you stole it... Yeah, okay.
You would have had more money, right? Yeah.
So Rabbi Huda is more than Rabbi Shimon.
Well, we didn't get to Rabbi Shimon yet. Who's
no?
Rabbi Shimon?
Rabbi Meir, you
mean? No, Rabbi Meir holds it. No, Rabbi Meir has to give back everything.
Everything.
Rabbi Meir is the most machmer. He just pulled a gold thing on us.
Yeah, I guess.
If Shimon, I mean.
I'm trying. I'm reading over here. I didn't even know where you were up to.
Mr. Carbon.
He's from San Tarashi after he saw it.
And you don't say all the lines the first second. Wait. Shim and I you learn with Chaplin nights?
I didn't realize you were learning Rashi. I read the next two lines.
Chaplin.
When did it all come out?
I didn't see you guys last night. Rashim and I met Ryan Isaac, Ilu Hishuma Etzler.
You were actually here?
There was no pizza, that's why.
You weren't here at 1 o'clock.
Guys left?
We were waiting for you.
What, you thought it was going to snow? Okay, Rashim and I met Ryan Isaac, Ilu Hishuma Etzler. You look as if it's evaluation by him.
No, we thought you were teaching kid Lainey.
We'll see what that means. Ibailo. Mr. Commons here? Ibailo. My time to the mayor. Welcome, Dr. Machi. Ibailo, my time to the mayor. What's Shana Mayor? The heels give everything back. Shinuksava. Shinui is Mimkaimid. Shinui is nothing. It stays where it is, means it's not considered that you did a shinui. Or Dilma, is that the reason why you pay back everything? Or Dilma, Ba'alma, shinui koina. No, shinui is koina. V'hacha, knasa hudika kanis. Because we can't have that a guy steals something and he gains on the deal. Like, this is what Yisrael was trying to say. Remember, he says, it makes no sense. The guy steals something, now he gets the animal, he gets the benefits. Can't be. So maybe that's a knas.
Where else besides Gezela would shinui bim kleme oven be?
We'll see it soon. My nafkimina, leheka the koch shal mikhish by tzeva.
Look further in Russian.
By tzeva. Leheka the koch shal kochish. Can't ask anything.
I didn't even make that Russian. I was doing Gomorrah.
Leheka the koch shal kochish means if the animal got weaker. So if the word is, if it's a knas because you don't want the guy to gain, he's not gaining.
He already lost.
Right? So male, that would be nafkimina. Toshma. Gozel behema v'skina. You stole the animal and it got skinny. No, v'skina's got older. Avodim v'skinu and it got older. Mishalom k'shas akzelo. You pay k'shas akzelo. Mei oimer. Avodim I'm like arish chol v'necha. No, avodim is a separate din. Why? Because avodim is like karka. Avodim is not karka. So avodim is no. You give it back. Arish chol v'necha. Vilu behema k'shas akzelo. You give back k'shas akzelo. Vizo la sover mei shinim k'ayim oimer. He done me. That's what he holds. Some real nami, I feel behem an ami, say Irish call for Necho, Shinu Kaima Yamid, Elash Mami Nok, Sever Meir, Shinu Kaina. Vahacha Knas, do the Kakansa. Kamis, it's only a Knas, and that's being a ride to a mayor. So what is the Amir or mayor? Huh?
According to a mayor, there's no such thing as Karka changing?
Karka can't change. It could change, but it's Karka's ending jealous. It's always yours. It's always there for you.
You could always return something. So if you turn something,
Karka is an exel. So whatever happens in the Karka happened by you in your rishus. That means it's yours. Never changed. Never left your rishus.
If you didn't toil the fields for 20 years.
Doesn't matter.
Returned it.
If you have a field.
What?
You should have. You the owner.
If you have a field and I steal it, what does it mean I steal it? It means I. Okay, so still your field got worth more money. Now I didn't do anything.
But even more so with the loan. I mean, it's not like you have access to them.
It's not a matter of access. It's a matter that anything that's in your property and gets more valued, that's value on your property.
What should you have done with the Evan? You had no access to them for 20 years now.
I understand, but now that you have access.
You don't, but you have.
The guy's coming to be returned to Evan. He wants to be Zelo.
And now he's 80 years old.
Doesn't matter.
He's worthless.
No, we're saying he's worth more now.
No.
Oh, it's getting around.
He's not skinny.
Yeah, he's not skinny. He's just old. Fat Ev. Fat Ev is worth more. He's
skinny. No, he can't move.
Right, you have no choice. It goes up and down either way.
It's a halachic terminology.
Yeah. Basically, Mishalom Shasak Zela, Ramey Aymer, Ba'avodam Adam Shkopanacha, Vilu Behemak Shasak Zelos, Vizel Dasav Ramey Shinim Kaimar, I'm like we're saying, Safil Behemak Ami. Elav shmami no ksavra meir shinu koino. Halacha kanasu the kanas must be that's the halacha. Amri Gmar says no, no raya from it. Remeil the brand or banakom. I hold shinu enu koino. I don't hold this koino. Mafil behema nami. El koy darmi says shinu koino. Oydlu mi is ba'av dekem akakadam imkaka enu zelos. At least agree with me by karka. That's all he's saying to them. The Amri Le Rabbanan, Rabbanan says no, like Yisrael says. Look, Avdus Kamatal to Amri, they disagree. They hold Evan is not like Karka. And if it got old, it got old by you. You owe me money. Pay Shasak Zeil. Shasak Zeil, he was a young spring chicken. This guy run around, run up the steps, boom, boom, boom. Now he needs the elevator to go up the steps. He barely could see. He's on the list of the 10 worst Avodim in the country. So Mela, you owe money.
Where do you find this list?
It's in the Forbes.
You started reading that?
Toshma.
That was actually very deep.
Toshma, you ready? The Tzvayle Adon. Okay, we're gonna bring another riot to Rameir. Now this is what Shilly was alluding to. The Tzvayle Adon, the Tzavi Shachar. If I give you my scarf, I tell you instead of gray. Do some lines on it. The guy only did half. Red shoes and black shoes. So Eli Adon, Vitzavi Shachar. And he made it black. Shachar, I tell you black, Vitzavi Adon. So now you messed me over. But you didn't do it on purpose.
I don't get the case, so just change it to black now.
One second, you didn't do it on purpose. So Ramey Aymer.
Who's Mechayev to pay for their labor now?
It costs money.
Who pays for the labor now?
Well, who cares? I go to chapel. I do me a favor. You paint the Camry. Give me a new bumper. I come. The bumper's a different color. Who cares? Who cares?
I have to drive around.
Right. But who's paying for that labor?
Who's paying for that? You charge insurance every door. It's $8,800 by you.
You charge every time you paint the car. That's why you did it wrong the first time.
You wanted
to know why.
Slow there.
Exactly.
Up to the shop.
You think it was cheap?
Okay, let's go. It's unbelievable. The minute you bring in the shop, everything changes. His mood changes. He's like a mood swing, this guy. Like a teenager. So, Vivali Adam, it's Avi Shachar. Shachar, it's Avi Adam. You ready?
Come to the shop for this.
You see, it's unbelievable. You can't get him off the thing. Okay. You say a little mumble, Shmuel Schwartz wakes up. You say about the shop, he wakes up.
You need the address?
It's really Adam, it's Avi Shachar, Shachar, it's Avi Adam. You go on the Florida, right? The old man? Make sure you go to visit Chaim Michael Mabusha, please.
You find him in the park bench.
It's really Adam, it's Avi Shachar. Huh?
Why?
Exactly.
Because tell him we spoke about his pouch.
You think what? It turned red. You think he's going back to black now?
It's not magic ink. Hmm? This is dying.
It's sun.
Among the many, many, many reasons why.
I think for that reason I'm going.
For that reason I'm out.
Yeah.
It's one of the other.
Damon
Johnson or whatever the guy's name
is.
Mitzavi Shachar.
This guy's watching the FOBs, he's watching Shark Tank.
Mitzavi Adon. Now that my wife went away, I have the TV like Moshe Goldstein in the living room, you know?
He wheeled it out.
That's why I can't get up in the morning.
He wheeled it out,
you know what I mean? Mitzavi Adon. Remember, I made Maid Simrai. So listen, pay attention. You give him the Maid Simrai. The Maid Simrai in, you only give him the wool. the maitzim is shivcha loy. You don't give him the extra value. We sold that over maitz shinu ain't a kaino. So maitzim is shivcha loy by the maitz leg. Give him everything. Elav shmam, you know. So over maitz shinu kaino. Shinu is kaino. So male, the guy really gets everything. Well, so really, the guy doesn't get the shvach. Because when I make a shinui on an object, which I did over here, the guy who did the shinui is kind of. You're a goslin. You're sort of a goslin. Even though you did the b'shaygu, you're still a goslin.
So the dyer gets to keep the scarf?
Yeah, because the goslin. No, the shvach. The shvach.
The shvach. Why is he paying the meitzimri?
The meitzimri, you got to pay the guy. You ruined my scarf. I asked you to make this red, and you made it gray. You made it like half lines.
Okay.
So you owe me money now. You basically stole from me. You didn't do it on purpose, but you stole.
I won't wear
it. So give me back the maitzim roi.
Sell it as is.
I understand. Right. I don't want the scar.
No one wears a shrink.
Yeah. So basically, I owe you the maitzim roi, but the meitzim roi I could keep. Because on my side, there's a shvach to this. There's lines. It's a nice artwork, but it ruined my scarf. So
he pays for the...
Shmano Tzavar is shinu koina. So I'm koina, because I made a shinu. So I'm koina the scarf. I gave back
the dyer.
V'hacha, knas with koina. And our Mishnah, there's a knas. Why? Because over there, I'm a gazlan.
Don't do it on purpose.
When I steal your animal, over there, I stole on purpose. Over here, Rashi says, when I took your scarf and dyed it, it was a mistake. It was an innocent mistake.
Wrong ticket number.
Whatever. I didn't realize. You said turquoise, and I did it.
Yellow.
Turple. Whatever you call it, a different color. I found another color.
So he did a black.
Different Pantone.
Blacker.
Blacker, whatever. Different brand. I'm not good with colors.
Different brand black.
Shmami,
no. We know. That's why everybody's siding rough. Yeah, roof.
Ikadamri. Another shot over here.
By the way, the
Halei Bailon.
I've been answered. The sun is going to change the color.
Yeah.
Ikadamri, Halei Bailon, Halei Bailon. That's not fair.
Do you use that a lot?
No. It's used in the
industry. Mid Apich. Mid Apich Rav.
I love the terminology.
Halei Bailon, Mid Apich Rav, Atani, Gezel Paro, Veskino, Avadim, Veskino, Sham Shasak Zel. Divrei Meir. There's no question. Over here is a knas. It's a knas, and I will show you because we don't want the game. Kiko yibaylon, halchi yibaylon. Kiko konis b'mezid, abashog loy konis. I do my feel b'shog nami konis. That's the question. There's no question, like we're saying till now, that there's a knas, and we don't want the guy to game. The question is b'shog also is there a knas? That is where the question lies on Rameir. So Gemara is going to try to bring a riot to that. Toshma, Chamisha Goyvim and Amachurorin. There are five people that only collect from the Chosim Bnei Chayrin, and they don't collect from Chosim Shavadim. Chosim Bnei Chayrin means that if, let's say I let's say Ksubas Isha. So a lady could come, she wants to get a Ksuba, get divorced. So she comes to me, I owe 20 grand. She goes to my bank account, there's only $15,000 left. She says, last week you sold a building. That building is $1 million profit. I'm gonna go to Tyner.
Take the car.
He owes me some of the money because that was Meshubah to me already. Yes. So halacha is, depending if it's Subas Ishas, Meshubah is collects Meshubah. Now if it collects Menei Karen only, then you can't go to the guy. The guy, your husband just owes you the money. It's an IOU now. He owes you 5 grand. Keep on knocking on the door. If you go Mishabadim, you go to the guy who sold the property, that's Mishabadim Bnei Chayrin. So now, there are five people that only collect from Bnei Chayrin and do not collect from Mishabadim. Eloin, Paris, we'll see what Paris is. Vishvach Paris, we'll see what that is. Vamakabel. Vamakabel of Lozum Ben Ishtar Bas Ishtar. You're Makabel to feed your wife's
stepchildren.
The stepchildren. The get choyv shein b'achayis. The ksubas ish shein b'achayis. Those are the five things that don't collect from the chasim mishubatim. And one of the reasons is because Rashi says, a lashon over here, shein b'achayis, shalei shibid lo'y b'shas alvah, as n'chasim, lo'y kosh lo'y kosh lo'y kosh lo'y kosh lo'y I shouldn't say. But the reason is because when I'm a kabbal to feed my wife's kids, there's no set amount. There's no set amount on that. When I buy a field, and I know that you have outstanding chayvus, so it means my intention when I buy this property from you, I know that someone could come.
At most is the lien of.
It could come and get whatever. I'm taking the risk.
Doesn't say free and clear.
Right, but if I don't know what you have, how much the shibud is,
you don't know the value.
I can't possibly take that on myself. I can't include it in my cheshbon buying this property. So I'm buying your house for $100,000. I know that there's a chance that $15,000 I'm going to owe people from the profit. Let's say it's $100,000 profit. It's worth $100,000. So I'm going to owe $50,000. So I say, listen, you know what? I'll buy this house for $90,000. Why? It's worth it to me to owe $5,000. Chances are they're not going to collect. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I'll take the gamble. But if I don't know what Leib Lensch owes, if he owes $10,000 here, $5,000 here, $7,000 here. And all of a sudden, you come and there's $48,000 people come to collect. You have no idea. Take that into cheshbon. You paid $85,000 for the property. It's mechatayis, mechatesi. So that's part of the cheshbon over here. So something tomorrow. V'ksub is nidu shem achrayis. Man sham adam achrayis lav toy sefer. Who holds achrayis lav toy sefer? Remeir. So it's Remeir. What is achrayis lav toy sefer? It means we don't say that Rashi says, No. You go to the star. It means if I didn't write it in the star, I didn't write that you collect from my properties from everything I sell, Mishabadim, then it's not. And what does it say here? Remei Vektani, what does it say? Paris, Vishach Paris. So Shvach Paris Hekadami. What does Shvach Paris mean? I steal a field from Penny Werner. I sell the chapel. And it's blooming like crazy, man. And now Werner goes and takes it from Chaplin. Now Chaplin says, 1 second. Where am I left with this? I just paid you $100,000. You just got the whole field.
Hole in the bank.
So Kshu Goiva, Chapel comes to me to collect. Whatever you paid for the field is $100,000. That he gets some chasmi shavadim, which means if I don't have any cash, he can go to the other fields that I sold. No problem. That's a shvach, but he worked on the field. So he made this field worth now an extra $50,000. That only menachasim neichar. He only gets that menachasim neichar. So what do you see? You see clearly that when it comes to Shvach Paris, over here it's a shaygig, right?
You collect on the current value, but not just on the stolen value.
Let's see, Gemara finishes off. V'ezan shvach v'chaz v'nechorim, d'osim bal arim, v'shokl arim, v'shofchei. My lav, v'am oris, l'il yodra the kakan exelus. He didn't know the kakan exelus. You still take the shvach. We also constant the gazlan. He has to pay.
Why specifically talking about Amaris?
Because if you know and you bought it in that intention, you know that you might lose out.
How would you know?
What do you mean? If Chaplin knows that Kaka is Nigzelis. Right?
Remember,
a big sign. So you took a gamble. What do you want from me?
It came back with not a clean title.
Not a clean title. You bought something not a clean title, so it's your problem.
So most people will figure it out.
You know the guy's name on the
show. You buy with Mass Title says that it's clear, and now it's not clear, they owe you money.
Yeah.
But if Mass Title says it's not clear, you say, I don't care. I'll take the risk. It's worth it. What are the chances this guy in Alabama is going to come take it? It's worth it.
Title
that's mom's word.
Back then there was no title.
Of course there was.
There was. Sure.
It was a coil.
So Gemara
says, "Shavam nevashag namikonis amri loy belakeach tam chacham v'yada." He knew. Male, that's the problem. That's your problem. You have no raya. Toshma. Now I'm bringing another raya. Litzvoy le'odon. I go to the dyer. I say paint it red. It's a shocher. Or shocher. It's a ve'adon. Remei Omer, no one's the Meit Zimra. You give him the worth of the wool. The Meit Zimra and the Meit Zimra v'shiv chaloi. Vizal da'ab v'shiv chanami kanez. Meit Zimra v'shiv chanami v'shiv chanami v'shiv chanami. I don't understand. Give him the whole thing. El ha shma amino. B'meiz ha'kanez. V'shiv chanami. Shma amino. That's the raya. That's the end of the Gemara. So I think Gemara Yehuda Omer. You got it? We don't make Zela Chazaret by now. Zela goes back, we said you give back the Gzela, and like Rashi spoke out, that when it comes to the Uber, you give back the value of the Uber, and the here was Nishas when you stole it. If Shimon Amir Roin Oisek Ilhu Shuma Etzler, if Shimon says you look at it as Shuma Etzler, Bekesa, my Benayim, what's the difference? I'm going to say, Mishvach Shalgav Gzela Kamimbi, we just saw the Nigzel Hava. That goes to the Gzela. Shimon Sabar, the Gazan Hava. No, it goes to the Gazan. The Papa Amar, the Kula Amar, Shvach Shalgav Gzela, the Gazan Hava. No, everybody holds that's the Gazan. What's the question? If you split it like a sharecropper percentage, whatever it went up in value after you stole it, the Uber or the here, that goes to the Gazan. You just pick Shas Gzela, whatever that was with Shas Gzela, because we can't have there's no reason why you're not paying that. Reb Shimon Savar, he only takes a percentage, like a sharecropper. You're taking my thing and you're enhancing it. So you get paid a percentage. You don't get to own the whole thing. It's still my thing. You get a percentage. That's just real the shakel gazlan, tanan. Guzzle part of it is abratzli. You stole a cow and it got pregnant, impregnated by you.
Wow.
Not by you, by impregnated. That's like, it been by you, yeah. The other Rachel. Stupid language, English. It makes no sense. I wrote a sentence yesterday to someone. I'm thinking afterwards I wrote it wrong. Because I read your sentence. Please read mine now. But red is R-E-A-D, and read is R-E-A-D. But really, red should be R-E-D, and read should be R-E-E-D.
And what's the color?
I don't know. It should be something else.
But R-E-E-D.
It makes no sense. English is a crazy language.
Uh-huh. Spanish is better?
I understand why I can't spell.
You sent the email to that guy. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, Hebrew is perfect.
Hebrew is very, is very, very, very okay. Precise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Country also has a song about that.
Yeah, Rabbi Elta died yesterday.
Shabbos.
Why
are you killing
him? Parum
pajamas.
Yeah, parum pajamas. Gozal parum is abed slave. We're going to sing for the
chadadi. Is the Rav going to be maspid for him?
Rachel v'nitina. And it's
going around, actually. Baruch maspid. Baruch maspid is Rafi. Singing by his sickbed. No. You're not
good.
Yeah, you do go to Rizal Gazan.
He must go sing Parim Pajamas by his.
Oh,
by
his bedside?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By his what? He's sick for a long time.
Okay, very nice. It shows that Godel's lowering himself down to what his song is to make him feel better.
That's what made him special. He brought music.
If not for him, Gelbstein wouldn't be able to sell those, you know.
Gelbstein owes him a tremendous debt of gratitude. And maybe they can make him a little better because they're still not good. Even the tongue doesn't taste good. And Gazel Parham is Ab Esloy, Yelda, Yochel, Manita Esloy, the Gazel. And he shared it, Mashalm Shasak Zela. You pick Shasak Zela. Yelda in, La Yelda, Hajabena. Very nice. No, even if it's not Yoda. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rashi, Kavina Mirav Kahana. When I was Barav Kahana, Iboilon, Lerav Shimon. This halacha, Lerav Shimon says that what you do is you don't own it. It's my animal that you stole. You made it better. Yeah, I'll give you a percentage. You're a worker. You're not better than a worker. So you're a worker. You work for me. I give you a mechza shushu over here, whatever the upmak is. So this halach that you said this, when you pay the gazlan, the demay misalkin alay, adilum and bisri shakel. How do you pay him? You pay from the animal, give him a steak, or you give him money. Upashtana, mahada amar nachma mashmul, shloisha shaman lahen ashvach, umal isam adam. There are three people that you evaluate what they made it worth, what it's worth more, what it made it worth more, and you give them with money. Ve'elohim. Bechor lepashut. Bechor lepashut is a case like this. You have two brothers. One is a bechor, one is not the bechor. We know the bechor gets pishnayim. So you have a field. Let's try to find a number that works. You have a field that was worth $100, and he made it worth 150. Now the bechor gets 100.
Who's he?
The bechor. Bechor made it worth 100.
150.
Now 150. So. And
he gets 100.
So he gets 100, and then he splits the other 50 with the.
No.
Yeah.
He gets 66.
Yeah.
When did he make it worth more?
He gets 66, and then they split the 50. He gets 66 out of 100, and then they split the 50.
No, you don't split the 50.
No, look. 56. Look at Rashi. Bechor lepashut. Shesh bichos anachosim koinu chaluka. Uvshas chaluka noit la bechor pishnayim mekakois. Zorach la'achse lepashut revia shvach. So
$50 thing.
Right. So he gets pishnayim. So you have 100. 100 doesn't work. You have 100.
It does work. Divided by 2. He gets 75.
66.
No, 100 he gets 75. How much?
66.
66.
He gets 66,
by
right?
How much?
It's two 60, brothers.
Right, gets two brothers. So he gets 66. The other guy gets the other 34. The $50 that he was mashpiachit. They split him and the Bukhar. Him and the guy. And the Bukhar and the Pashut. So the halacha is like this. Bukhar the Pashut, he has to give him. Ubal Khoib, and you give him money. You don't give him by the property. You give him pay more. Buy him out. And then next one is Ubal Khoib Lakach. Ubal Khoib that comes, takes. Shuli owes me money, and he doesn't have money, but he sold the property to Hellman. And I go to Hellman, he doesn't give me part of the property. Just give me money. Ubachoiv li yisaymim. Ubachoiv li yisaymim, which means if yisaymim mashbiach something, they don't have to give the property, you give money. Amar Rav Ashi, mi yamashmul bachoiv lekach yoiv li shvach, v'amashmul bachoiv goybez ha-shvach. You see, he is goybez the actual shvach, not money. Amalei lekash yakam shvach amagia leksofim. Depends. If it's a full grown field, that's when you do get, you will get.
If it's ready to be cut, then you take the field from the field.
Right. But if it's not, then you only get money. You won't get it. Then you get money. Right?
Right.
And when it's not grown full, then you can get part of the field.
Yeah.
Right?
Then you get from the field.
You get from the field. Even shvachem gilik sofim. Shvachem gilik sofim. Now, by the way, what's the raya from this Gemara? So we only have three things over here. Balchoiv, Bechor, Balchoiv, and Yisaimim. We're talking about Gazan now, Gemara. So Tosafos says, Shloish Hashem lehen hashvach, Avka the Tony Gimel, Tony Vashaya, Gazlan, Vashaya Nami Oros, Shembol Sakam, it says Masakam and Hashvach Vedom. Tosafos says that it's Tony Vashaya, but really when the Gemara says three, it doesn't just mean three, it means a Gazlan and a Shvach. So you have a right, you can Masalak Vedom. That's the Gemara trying to bring. V'amayis v'chol yoyim, v'kamag v'shvach, v'fil shvach, v'gil l'ksofim, Amalei l'kashya. Had the mazbeik a shir aro v'shvicha v'shavcha, but had the loy mazbeik a shir aro, it's not worth more than the property. I'm the honey commander. I'm a yisli zuzul lekech leim matzim salak lebalchoyv. Sharpen. I'm the yisli zuzul lekech matzim salak lebalchoyv leim li yahavli zuzi yav masakni leim kule aro hashta havli giruya da aro. Shir Shabchai, at least give me a piece of the whatever I evaluated. Whatever, at least give me what I made it better. Basically, since he put it aside and he said dafka from this field, normally you can't ask for anything else, and it can only go from this in this field.
Half a omer is not a gear.
Yeah, shikoyach. Zok the Mishnah. Dalit.
Hey.
Mashbi'an yalechem. I'm swearing to you. Im lois avoyu v'si'uni. Shiesh lubi ha'ponim begotem. That im lois avoyu means...
If you won't come testify for me.
If you won't come testify for me. It's like a funny lotion. Bi ha'ponim begotem. Shumas yad. V'gozo v'avedu. Shuvah she'enu yoyim loch edus. And they say, we don't have edus. Ein chayovan alechos. Shuvah, I mean, because he said all these things, and they said we don't know. Shuvah she'enu yadim she'esh loch be'aplonim b'kavim. Ushum is yav v'gozu aveda. Chayom kolak zvachas, because you denied everything. Mashmiyan elechem loy sevav v'suni she'esh loch be'aplonim b'kavim. Chitin soyim k'sukus b'shuvah she'enu yadim loch edus. Edus en lochayom alachas. Again, shuvah she'enu yadim loch edus she'esh loch be'aplonim. Chitin soyim k'sukus b'shuvah she'enu yadim loch edus. So come in each one. What do I have to say both cases?